ThisDayInMusic.com. The online record of 10,000 music facts.
From This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. On this day, 24th of January 1975, The Clash released their first single in the US, I Fought the Law, written by Sonny Curtis of Buddy's Holly's Crickets. In 1992, Nirvana played their first ever show in Australia when they appeared in Sydney. Also on the bill was Tumbleweed and the Meanies. In 1998, Oasis went to number one on the UK singles chart with All Around the World, the longest running time for UK number one, with a total duration of 9 minutes 38 seconds. It was one of the first songs written by Noel Gallagher, with the band rehearsing it as early as 1992. In 2008, Amy Winehouse was admitted into rehab in a battle to kick her addiction to drugs. A statement from her record company Universal said she entered the facility after talks with her record label, management, family and doctors to continue her ongoing recovery against drug addiction. And happy birthday today to Neil Diamond, born on this day in 1941, the American singer-songwriter who had the 1970 US number one single, Cracklin' Rose, plus over 30 other US top 10 UK top 40 singles. Diamond wrote I'm a Believer, a number one for the Monkees, and many acts from Elvis Presley, Lulu and Deep Purple have all covered his songs. With his 2008 album, Home Before Dark, Diamond became the oldest artist to have a US number one. The record was previously held by Bob Dylan in 2006 with Modern Times. More from This Day Music at thisdaymusic.com.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurting runs off my shoulders, how can I hurt when holding you? One touching more.